This is Modest Mouse with Trucker's Atlas, and you're listening to the Odyssey Hours. Give us a call at 804-649-9737. Thank you, everybody.
Great. Coming up, my- if it's a crime there, hang me every time I try to offer up a reason why I try, my dear, to set things straight. I fear that I was too late to be cleared of the crime.
Thank you. cyclones, jackknives. They got eyes for your wife and the blood that lives in her towards infinity. Trust me, I had my reasons. Had a dress for every season, it was worth it. Pulled into town, relatively free of hassle. Secured a room at the castle, it paid for itself. Checked out my surroundings, headed down to Thornton Park. Find your way, discover that things are dark. Shadowy figures babbling on about typical rush. Wave bye to them in a modern way and increase my stay the dock of the bay. Quiet Ruby, someone's coming. Approach with stealth, so it's just your precious American underground. And it is born of wealth with not a writer in the locks. For your attention, cheap dancers, they mean well in their way. But priest says, please, can't stand my knees and can't bear her raven tresses caught up in a breeze like that. Visions. I won't repeat them here. I won't repeat them here. Typical me, typical me. I gave my cargo to the sea. I gave the water what it always wanted to be. Look to the west, oh look, it's no contest, Proud Mary said as she lit the fuse. I wanted you, I wanted your blues. All good things must come to an end, the bad ones just go on forever. Isn't that what I just said? It is now and it is never. 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 her, she's been known to appreciate the elegance of an empty room. Look, I made you this broom, a predicate warning to the sun. This night advances on. Dim and frightful waste. Now come on, honey, let's go outside. You disrupt the world's disorder just by virtue of your grace. You know, I didn't want to go, but leave I must, as gratifying as this dust was. To be a part of this number.
Vertigo, If It's a Crime, and Modest Mouse with Trucker's Atlas. All right, let me read this to you before we go on. VCU Libraries has announced a new addition to the VCU Libraries digital collections, the Richmond Commission of Architecture Review Slide Collection. The collection can be found online at go.vcu.edu/RCAR. and contains more than 7,000 color photographs of the city of Richmond taken from 1965 until 2000. Subjects depicted include houses, office buildings, street scenes, and historical buildings. You can visit the entire VCU Libraries digital collection at dig.library.vcu.edu. All right. Last half hour here on the Odyssey Hours long song Christmas Spectacular. This is Animal Collective with Banshee Beat off of 2005's Feels. Only got a couple songs left after this. Give me a call at 804-649-9737 and we will chat. Yeah. See you, everybody.
lot like this. I was wandering, I was aimless, and the memories came back to me. They were bent and they were broken, they were funny. I was younger, so much more innocent. I did not question what anything meant. There's a river, so we go where it goes and get covered with dirt and rainbows. We're giving it up again, we're giving it up again, we're giving it up again, we're giving. Up again. You get older, much less innocent. You start questioning what everything meant. There's a river and we ask why. Well, the lines in a passing sky. We'll be right back.
hesitating.
All right, everybody.
Yeah.
That just about winds down the Long Songs Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza here on the Odyssey Hours. And the Breakfast Blend is up next. Please stay tuned. I have one more song for you. It's a Christmas song. It's De La Soul's with Millie Pulled a Pistol on Santa. Ah, love you guys. A good night.
This is the styling for a title that sounds silly, but nothing silly about the trifling times of Millie. Millie, a Brooklyn queen, originally from Philly, complete with an accent that made her sound hillbilly. Around this time, the slamming drug was milk is chilly, but even cooler was my social worker Dylan. Yeah, I had a social worker cause I had some trouble. Anyone who whipped for me, I popped it dome like bubble. He bring me to his crib to watch my favorite races. That's how his daughter Millie became one of my favorite faces. She had the curves that make you wanna take chances. I mean, with her man, I love to make advances. I guess her father must have got the same feeling. I mean, actually finding his own daughter Millie appealing. At the time, no one knew, but it was a shame that Millie became a victim of the touchy-touchy game. The problem lately you've been bugging. On your dookie earring someone must be tugging. You were a dancer who could always be found clubbing. Now you're worried now with the frown you're lugging. Come to think your face would stink when deals around you. He's your father, what then happened? Did he ground you? You shouldn't flip on him cause deal is really cool. Matter of fact, the coolest seller in the school. He hooked up a trick to bring us all the Lacy's. He volunteered to play on Santa Claus and Macy's. Child, you got the best pops anyone could have. Dylan's cool, super hip, you should be glad.
Yeah, it seemed that Santa's ways was parallel with Dylan. But when Millie and him got home, he was more of a villain. While she slept and he crept inside her bedroom, and he would toss her, Dylan would force her to give him headroom. Millie tried real hard to let this hell not happen, but when she fussed, he would just commence to slap.
Yo, Dylan, man, Millie's been out of school for a week, man, what's the deal?
I guess he was giving Millie Bruce's time to heal. Of course he told us she was sick and we believed him. And at the department store in Santa we would see him. And as he smiled, his own child was at home plotting how off the face of this one he was gonna knock him. When I got home, I found she had tried to call me. My machine had kicked to her. Hey, how you doing?
Sorry.
I tried to call the honey, but her line was busy. I guess I had to make you bug out on Dylan.
I received a call from Mrs. Sick herself. I asked her how was she recovering her health. She said that what she had to ask would make it seem minute. She wanted to talk serious. I said, go ahead, shoot. She claimed I hit the combo dead upon the missile. Wanted to know if I could get a loaded pistol. That ain't a problem, but why would Millie need one? She said she wanted a pop Dylan, a heed one. Ran some style about him, pushing on a private. Look, honey, I don't care if you keep fussing. There's no way that you could prove to me that deal's flipped. He might be the butt, but your jeans he wouldn't rip. You're just mad, he's your overseer at school. No need to play him out like he's someone cruel. She kicked that she would go get it from somewhere else. Yeah, whatever you say, go for yourself.
Macy's department store, the scene for Santa's kisses, and all the little brats demanding all their wishes. Time passes by as I wait for my younger brother. He asks his wish, I waste no time to return him back to mother. As I'm jetting, Millie floats in like a zombie. I ask her what's her problem, all she says is where is he? I give a point, she pulls a pistol, people screaming. She shouts the deal, he's off the hell cause he's a demon. None of the kids could understand what was the cause. All they could see was a girl holding a pistol on claws. Dylan pleaded mercy, said he didn't mean to. Do all the things that hurt my foot, do nothing but cling to. Millie bucked them and with the quickness it was over. It's over. It's over. It's over.
George.